Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story because we're getting ready to be thankful, right? Next week is our thankful week. And as we're gearing up for it, we should think about some other things that we can be. Like today's story, we could be kind, right? Today's story is called I Like to Be Kind. It's written by Alex Harrison. It's illustrated by Ferlina Ganawan. And it's read today by Mommy. And
Roblox
versus Minecraft? That's who you are today? Well, friends, honestly, you never know who it's going to be. So it doesn't surprise me in the slightest that I've got a couple video games battling it out. Let's see if they
And then Fortnite adds into the crew.
Oh, dear. Let's see if we can get them to be kind to one another, shall we? Are you ready for your story? All of you guys?
Yes.
Okay. The school bell rings and I head out of class. I see my dad waiting outside on the grass.
Hey there, Max,
he says.
How was your day?
We learned about planets and stars, I say. Well, you know about planets, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of them are there? Do you know? Do you know what the planets of our solar system?
Eight.
What are they?
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
Mm-hmm. Good job. So this boy is pretty smart too, just like you. Now let's see. On our walk home, we see a small puppy. My dad says,
oh no, he's limping and muddy.
We look...
What does limping mean?
Limping? Well, it means that he's not walking equally on both of his legs. On one leg, he moves more quickly on it. And it kind of buckles underneath him. It doesn't stay straight. So like when you have... Like if you have...
Staggering.
Yes. Another way would be to say staggering. Yeah, he's got an owie on his leg. We look at his collar and we see his name, Brett. My dad says,
we have to take Brett to the vet.
The poor little puppy cries all the way there. In the vet's lobby, we fill out a questionnaire. Do you know what a vet is?
Yeah, it's like a doctor for animals.
Yes, a vet. Vet is short for veterinarian. And yes, that is a doctor for animals.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Veterinarians are doctors for animals.
What about Veterans Day?
Well, a veteran is different than a veterinarian. Yeah, they're two totally separate things. Although I suppose there might be some veterinarians. Oh boy. Because there are animals that serve in the armed forces too. We're way off target. Let's go back. Stay on target. Let's finish the book. But just before we go home, I ask my dad why. We just helped someone's dog and didn't just walk by. He says, kindness matters. We should do what we can to make this world better and lend a helping hand. Brett was hurt badly. It was the right thing to do. I hope that you always choose kindness too. I like this dad. On our walk the next morning, we pass a sad man. He's next to a curb, fixing a flat tire on his van. I catch the man's eye, wave, and smile extra wide. He laughs and smiles back. My heart fills with pride.
sometimes pride isn't a good thing.
Yeah, if you're too prideful, that can be a bad thing, because then there's another really famous saying that says pride goes before the fall. So if you walk around saying I'm the greatest person in the world, sometimes it turns out you're not quite. It's not a good feeling. But in this case, what he's feeling is pride, which is a feeling of completing something correctly. It feels good.
Accomplishing a task.
Very good. He has been challenged by his dad to show kindness. And now he's been given the opportunity to be kind. And he did it by making this man feel happy because he smiled and waved at him. When we get to school, I say goodbye to my dad. I will ask my teacher what kind of morning she's had. I say, hi, Miss Olson. Are you having a nice day? Yes, thank you for asking. It's been great, I must say. When you ask people about their day, it shows that you care about them and it makes them feel good. At recess, I play soccer with my good friend Lee. I notice our classmate standing alone by a tree. I run up and ask, do you want to play? He says, you bet, Max. Thank you for making my day. Later, at home, I think of new ways to be kind. Phoning my grandparents is what comes to mind. My mom dials their number. Then I hear Grandma's voice. Is that my sweet Max calling? I hear her rejoice. Do you know that you can make your grandma's whole day just by calling her and spending time with her? Grandmas really love that. So do grandpas. Yes, Grandma, it's me. How are Grandpa and you? I'm just calling to say I love and miss you. I hear Grandma say, Max, we feel just the same. We'll visit this weekend. Yippee! I exclaim. It's a nice summer evening, and my family and I are out on the porch watching clouds in the sky. My dad says, Max, please tell us about your day. I say, Lee and I asked a new friend to play. I remembered what you said, Dad. I chose to be kind. It made me feel great because I kept kindness in mind. On my walk to school, I made a man's frown go away. I called my grandparents and brightened my teacher's day. See, there he is with the man that he waved to, and then his teacher, and the boy at school that he played ball with, and then, yeah, and then his grandma. I'm so proud of you, son, my mom says to me. I stand up and hug her. Then guess what I see? The same little puppy with a bandage on his knee being carried by his owner, as content as can be. Now there, you see? Because they helped that little puppy. Now that lady is happy, and so is our puppy. What a wonderful way to end this story.
And that is the end.
And that is the end. And I hope you and everyone else chooses to be kind.